أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. إنك لمن المرسلين. In the previous surah, Allah mentioned that the mushriks of Makkah used to say that if we get a Rasul, a Kitab, a Quran, Allah's revelation come to us, we will show the other nations how we will follow that. That they made this da'wah, this claim, we will become true believers and we'll be very obedient to Allah and follow the book of Allah Ta'ala. So in this surah, Allah says that Rasul of Allah has come to you. The most chosen, the greatest, and the most magnanimous Rasul, Allah has sent him to you. And then Allah shows what was their reaction. Instead of following him, they opposed him tooth and bone. To every detail, they opposed the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. This surah has been referred to in the hadith as the heart of the Quran Sharif. And it has been said in the hadith that a person who recites Surah Yasin, then Allah Ta'ala gives him the reward of reciting 10 Quran Sharifs. So we should try and make it a habit. It also comes in the hadith. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I love that the Surah Yasin must be in the heart of every believer. That is, that he must learn it off by heart. A person who recites Surah Yasin, Allah sees to all his needs of the day also. We should all try and make it a habit to read every day Surah Yasin. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that why has it been referred to as the heart of the Quran Sharif? Like our human heart, as long as it's pumping, we are living. When the heart stops pumping, we die. So our life is the heart. So the life of the Quran, the life of Deen, and our life is the subject matter which is in Surah Yasin. And that is belief in Allah Ta'ala, belief in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being obedient to them, and also to believe in the life of the year after, the day of Qiyamah, etc. So when a person has that in his heart all the time, he has belief, he's conscious of Allah, and he realizes the Qudrat, the existence of Allah, he realizes the way Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the last and final Rasul, and the message of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the year after, and he lives his life for the year after, such a person, his heart is living, his spiritual heart, and that person has got life in him. And a person who lives just for this dunya is a dead person. He is like a puppet on the stage. He has got no life in him, a person who just lives for this dunya. So Allah Ta'ala says, Yasin, the meaning of which is only known to Allah Ta'ala. Some ulama have said it means insan, human being. And Allah Ta'ala is referring to human being, the success, the things that make insan successful and those things that make him unsuccessful. Other ulama have said it is a pet name of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Just like a baby, the mother gives the child every day new names and calls it by different pet names. Allah loved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam so much that Allah also referred to him with different pet names. Sometimes Yasin, sometimes Taha, etc. والقرآن الحكيم قسم ہے اس پکے قرآن کی. Then Allah Ta'ala takes a قسم of this very truthful kitab, the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif al-Hakim, which is absolute in its authority, which is full of wisdom in every way. The greatest kitab, the words of Allah is the king of all words. So this kitab, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on the kitab of Allah, and Allah declares, إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. To tahqeeq hai, bheje huo mein se. Undoubtedly, you are amongst the rasuls, the messengers of Allah Ta'ala. Let the mushriks of Makkah call you whatever they want to. They can call you, na'uzu billah, a madman. They can call you a magician. They can call you a liar. They can call you a fortune teller, na'uzu billah. But Allah says, I take an oath by the Quran, and I say you are amongst the most honorable of the Rasuls, and you are the Imam of all the Anbiya. So you don't have to worry whatever criticisms all these other people make. When I say that you are amongst the Rasul, that is your great and honorable position. Ala sirati mustaqim, upar sidi hirah ke, and you are on the straight path. The straight path is the path of Islam, and the straight path is the shortest path. Whenever there is a straight line, that is the shortest point, the shortest distance between two points. The minute it becomes crooked, it becomes longer. It becomes zigzag, it becomes longer. So Allah has given us the Quran and the teachings of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the straight path, which is the shortcut to reach Allah Ta'ala. تنزيل العزيز الرحيم وتارا زبردست رحم والاني. This Quran Sharif, who has revealed it? It has been revealed by the most powerful, who is Al-Aziz. And being so powerful, he is Ar-Rahim. He is very, very merciful also. So very kind, very merciful, very powerful. He has revealed this Quran Sharif, in which is an indication that the Quran has been revealed and Allah has promised to keep it as it is forever. So Allah is the protector. So it is an indication that there can never be any interference in the Quran. And we see what all the other heavenly scriptures, the Torah, the Injil, lot of interference has taken place. But with the Quran Sharif till today, no interference. It is as it was revealed by Allah Ta'ala, which means Deen of Islam is perfect as Allah Ta'ala had revealed it. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ فَهُمْ غَافِلُونَ تَاكِ تُو دَرَائِ ایک قوم کو کہ ڈر نہیں سنا ان کے باپ داداوں نے سو ان کو خبر نہیں. And what is the purpose and object of this Quran Sharif? To warn a nation, to warn the nations of the world, that which their forefathers were not warned with, and so their forefathers were in ignorance. This is particular reference to the Arabs in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that no Nabi had come to the Arabs. All the Anbiya went to the Bani Israel, and the last Nabi came to the Arabs. And also is an indication that you people were asking for a Nabi, and you said you will follow him tooth and nail. Everything he says, so that Nadir, that warner of Allah Ta'ala has come, and he is warning you of the punishments of the year after, of a very difficult and hard life in this world also, and great, great tortures and punishments of the year after. He's warning you and he's showing you how you can save yourself from all these difficulties and hardships. لَقَدْ حَقَّ الْقَوْلُ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. ثابت ہو چکی ہے بات ان میں بہتوں پر سو وہ نہ مانیں گے. And vast majority of these people, the decision of non-believers has been made for them, so they do not bring iman. This is by one's own actions a person does wrong, then afterwards Allah seals the heart. Otherwise Allah gives everyone a fair chance. Like for example, our children, our workers, continuously they are disobeying, continuously they are doing wrong, then finally we even fire them. We tell them, sorry, we can't keep you anymore. It wasn't that we hired them to fire them, we hired them to be of service, so that they could earn a livelihood. But when they did not appreciate it, and continuously, warning after warning, they still did not listen, then finally we fired the person. So Allah also gives everyone a free chance. But when he continuously breaks the laws of Allah, and not only that he breaks the laws, from his heart he becomes a renegade. He does not want to be loyal. He does not want to believe. Then Allah puts a seal on that heart. Then such a person will not be able to bring iman. إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا فِي أَعْنَاقِهِمْ أَغْلَالًا فَهِيَ إِلَى الْأَثْقَانِ فَهُمْ مُقْمَحُونَ. ہم نے ڈالے ان کے گردنوں میں توق سو وہ ہے تھوریوں تک پھر ان کے سر اُلل رہے ہیں. Then Allah Ta'ala says, we have put a collar on the around their necks. like an animal when it's taken to the slaughterhouse, to the abattoir, and now it's going to be slaughtered. It is fastened, its head is made in one direction. The body is also, the hands, legs, the legs are also fastened. That animal cannot move, and it only sees its death in front. In this way, Allah Ta'ala has put this collar around their necks, and now their heads only look up. They cannot see anyway, their whole body. This is an indication, they only look at dunya. That dunya is their final object. We must live it up in this dunya. They can't see the akhirah. They can't see the life of the year after. All they are seeing is this dunya. And they just want to live it up for this dunya. So for such people, then there is no hidayat for those people. So there is a great warning in here, and we should see that aren't we also following in that category, that for us, we don't think of the akhirah. We don't think about, though we come for namaz also, but we don't think of Allah. We hear the adhan, but we don't think of Allah. We don't think of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his mubarak and nurani way, and adopt that way of life. The akhirat, we don't even think about it. We make sajda, we put our head on the ground, but we don't think of Allah. In namaz, when we are standing, we are looking at the place of sajda. It should be that we are looking at our qabr, our akhirat, but we don't see it at all. Though, and this is the condition of those who are regarded as pious, and those who don't even make namaz, what is their condition? So Surah Yasin is the heart of a person, that is when these three things are in him: Allah's existence, the qudrat of Allah, the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the belief in him, and to follow his way and to prepare for akhirat. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana.